This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Fallout, and Shawn Michaels is in the ring as we sat through another awful, awful Raw. Awful in every way possible, and I don't care anymore. I might watch TNA. I might actually just become a TNA fan. I might become an any other fan other than the WWE. You know what? I don't even care what Shawn Michaels is saying. I could give a rat's ass about this dumbass company and what they do. Finn Balor, ruined, dead, gone. Bobby Roode, ruined, dead, gone. Dean Ambrose, I don't want a title shot. I'll just face Braun Strowman. And then the rest of the show, which was utter garbage. But that's okay, because tonight we also have our prediction show for you for the Super Showdown. And we'll get everybody's predictions and we'll see how we did on Monday. And no, we're not doing a show after the Super Showdown, although it would be early Saturday morning. But God, heaven, no, no, no. Let's go to the phone lines. Our panel's heating up. First, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister.
What's going on, T-Rock? Hell of a
trying to switch back and forth between the Bronco game and this, and I'm watching this because I don't want to watch the Broncos lose. But
well,
whatever.
We just went to commercial on the Broncos, and the Chiefs advanced the ball pretty close, so we'll see what's going on. But yeah,
we'll see.
That's a terrible show tonight.
Terrible show tonight. And also, the Legends Champion of the IWC, Double L.
What's up? What's up? Wow. I think you know, when the greatest moment of a Raw is when superstars can't even talk because they fired up the crowd too much with a comment. When that's the highlight of a Raw show, you know it was crap.
I do know it was crap. And of course, rounding out the panel, Christian from Philadelphia.
This show made me feel dead inside.
Don't we all feel dead after what I don't know anymore. Like, it started out with Dean Ambrose, like, I don't care if you're a good guy or a bad guy, you're gonna turn down a Universal Championship match. No.
Oh, man.
And then I don't know. And then they furthered along with a bunch. And the other thing that pissed me off is Ronda Rousey supposed to be the baddest woman in wrestling, the greatest woman ever, the strongest ever, and she lasts like 20 minutes with Ruby Riott and she nearly loses. Like, get out of here, man. Brock Lesnar would not be wrestling Zack Ryder for that long and selling for that long and almost losing to Zack Ryder. So, the show tonight, Vince doesn't care. He could give a shit. He doesn't give a fuck about what we think. He doesn't care about the viewers and the listeners and the people who watch his show and buy his merchandise. And we're gonna watch. People are gonna get up at somebody's loud. It's probably Christian. Let's see. No, it's not. Oh my God. Somebody else.
Holy fuck! I'm just checking out Raw.
And it's Kane. Kane is out there.
I called Kane coming out too, man. I was like, Kane should come out for no reason, beat up Shawn Michaels.
Right behind him, actually. I think that
do you think Undertaker's heel after this at this point now? So was Undertaker's heel?
I don't know, but I think that John Cena should have come out.
He should have.
During the Lashley segment. Are we getting the Undertaker?
Yeah, Undertaker came out. Uh-oh.
Right next to Kane, standing next to each other.
Uh-oh.
What a way to end Raw.
That's not over yet.
No, it's definitely not over yet. Just wait. I'm ahead of you guys, I think.
Yeah, obviously, everybody's ahead of me, always, except for when I was in the arena, and you were still ahead of me.
I was still ahead of you. Oh,
I don't
shit.
Know how that's possible.
I don't care.
Okay, Christian's giggling. I'm going to mute that. Tombstone to Shawn Michaels. And here, well, of course, like, did we not assume that Triple H wasn't going to come out and have a four-way standoff?
Oh, of course, they had to. Well, this is the only way a crappy show like this could end. They had to do something.
I was about to say, the main event is the talking segment, and the main event is actually four superstars from 2000 in 1998. You know, forget about
18 years later, man. Holy shit, 20 years later.
Wow, Shawn Michaels took a bump. It's official. He's returned. And Shawn Michaels now can face everybody. He can face AJ Styles. He can face all those people. But instead, he's going to face The Undertaker, and that's it. So, good. We get a tag match with him.
Put it back on the game, man. Fuck that shit. Put it back on the game. I'm telling you.
I am. I'm putting it right back.
Oh, yeah. He's a heel, man. He was a heel when he came out and started delivering those promos a couple of weeks ago. I saw him as a heel right then and there.
Oh,
I don't
shit,
think anybody
man.
Agreed with me, though.
So sort of like a mix of Biker Taker and the Phenom put together, this kind of heel turn, don't you think?
Well, now 1:53 left on the clock. Are we getting a field goal attempt? And it could go into overtime, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps, unless they block the field goal. It should be really awesome. You're not ahead of me on that, bro. Okay. Not ahead of me on that. All right. So, now let's see. It is not a field goal. He's going for the touchdown. You better kill him. Kill the guy. Ah, come on. Run my ass. All right. So, let's talk about Monday Night Raw and not about how awful the coaches and everything else. All right, so Monday Night Raw started with Dean Ambrose in the ring, and Charlie was asking questions, and Dean Ambrose was teasing his heel turn. Is there not a heel turn? Is there a heel turn? What's going on with the heel turn? And that was Corbin came out, gave Dean Ambrose an option to have an Intercontinental Championship match, a title match, or a...
A match with Strowman.
Match with Strowman. So, Minister, what did you think of that? Open.
Oh, man. Patrick Mahomes, I'll tell you, man. Nah, I'm kidding. The opening promo with Dean Ambrose, man, I mean, clearly he's got a new cadence going when he speaks. It's definitely a new character in the body of Dean Ambrose, I guess. In the ring also, he doesn't do the moves that he used to do. He seems more reserved, and he's like few words seemingly. It's a different Dean Ambrose, but nice work by Strowman, though, with the power moves, throwing Ambrose around and shit. And then just when Ambrose was getting some offense, Strowman, you know, continued to show his power. And they were telling a story in that aspect of the match, if that's what you're into, you know, if you're into storytelling and shit. But I digress. Dean with the dirty deeds, nothing. Suicide dive, nothing. Nothing was working, man. And then Strowman ran into the steps, and then he suddenly weakened for a minute, but he regained strength. And soon after that, he started punishing Ambrose again. And then, of course,
then
Roman Reigns comes out. Yeah, because it has to be all about him, you know. So he fucking comes out. Superman punches Strowman. And then, it was fucked up, man. Rollins came out, and then he tossed Strowman out. And then Dean is in the ring licking his wounds. And they just made him look like a fucking pussy, man. It was terrible. I thought it was bad booking on that, the way they did that, okay. It seemed like he needed his brothers out there to fight his battles. And I mean, clearly the turn is coming, but it's going to be a slow burn, man. And I expect it to spill over into 2019.
Slow burn, 2019, perhaps.
We're going to be watching this shit for a while.
Double L, what did you think of the opening segment and match with Braun Strowman and Dean Ambrose?
Well, you know, one of the things I've always liked about Dean Ambrose is you never know what the hell this guy is talking about. I mean, the whole time, like, well, perhaps this and maybe that and perhaps this, and you're just waiting, you know, you're anticipating for the other shoe to drop. You're waiting for something to happen, and 9 times out of 10, it doesn't happen. He keeps it away from you really nicely, which I like that. You know, and, you know, Minister just said it's going to be a slow burn. I don't know, man. They took about 5 giant leaps forward with this whole potential turn tonight. You know, with all the cut scenes in the back, and not just the stuff that happened in the ring, but the promos in the back between Reigns and him and Rollins and him. And then they turn around and they throw Strowman and Ziggler, you know, problems in their camp. I mean, it seems like it's happening a lot faster than I would have expected, I guess.
I see a swerve coming.
Yeah, I mean, who was it last week that said, you know, what if Ziggler joined the Shield and Ambrose joined Strowman? I mean, they alluded to it. Yeah, you called it, man. They alluded to it tonight, you know, calling Ziggler, you know, Strowman calling Ziggler the weak link. And I liked the segment, the match. I don't know what you guys thought. Strowman just seemed really off his game. I mean, he was missing a lot of bumps. Even when they came back out after the Rollins-McIntyre match, you know, it's like he's throwing himself into the barricade, and he's, you know, he's supposed to be ducking, and he's not. It was awkward to me. I don't know what you guys thought, but I mean,
I think they're gonna call a running play on 4th and 11 with the game on the line. That's what I think, because that's what the coach would do. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, leave it to Coach Vance to give up a 10-point lead with 8 minutes left in the game, but I digress. Yeah, I mean, it's they're building up to Saturday. You knew that all these guys were going to open up the show. You had to, you know, I mean, because they're the main attraction. I mean, it's not Cena and Lashley. You know, it's Shield versus Strowman, Ziggler, and McIntyre. So none of it really surprised me. It was okay. It was, you know, nothing special.
Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think about this opening segment?
Everything was trash, trash, trash. They're rushing the Dean Ambrose heel turn too quickly. It's gonna fall flat on its ass. The whole point between Braun Strowman and Dean Ambrose, Braun Strowman wrestled as a face tonight. You know, he was the face in the situation, not Dean Ambrose or the Shield. Fucking Dean Ambrose was cheating, poking him in the eye, kicking him in the legs, and all that shit. And then Dean Ambrose looking like a chump because this whole Shield booking is bullshit. This was all trash. But the real question is, if Dean Ambrose does turn heel, what's going to happen to Renee Young? Is she still going to be a face commentator? Or is she going to be fucking biased?
And then tonight they were actually like, I think they were mentioning that, you know, they were together, kind of. You know Dean better than other people, and they were actually mentioning.
Yes, they did.
Which is very interesting. They usually keep away from those things, but I digress, and we move on. And as we move on, we got Roman Reigns versus Dolph Ziggler, and it was going to be a championship title match, but instead of being a title match, it was a non-title match because heel Corbin did a face thing for some weird reason, And then, of course, Roman Reigns beat Dolph Ziggler. So, Minister of Sinister, Roman Reigns versus Dolph Ziggler. What did you think?
Oh, man, must we? I mean, it was just, you know, same old shit. So Ziggler freaking, you know, jumping around like a fish every time he turned around. Roman Reigns, the whole thing. I mean, yeah, it was the same shit, man. And, of course, Roman Reigns had to win. I mean, nothing else really needs to be said. I mean, fuck. It was terrible.
He was wide open. Jesus Christ. Sorry. I care more about this Broncos game. Who's wrestling?
Worse than 10, man.
He was open. Look at that. He was open. That was his ball. That was the game. All right, let's go back to Ziggler and Roman for some reason. Minister, were you done with that, or do you have any?
Oh, yeah, I'm done with that, man. It was terrible, just terrible.
All right, Double L, what did you think of that? Ziggler.
Well, yeah, there's really only two things about it, because it was a match, you know. I mean, we know Ziggler can sell like a beast, but there's two things about it that really pissed me off, and that is, Corbin's made it officially very clear we will not see a Universal Championship match until the Crown Jewel, you know, which kind of pisses me off, because the whole point of getting the Universal Championship back on Raw was to see the freaking, you know, championship defended. So but now we're not going to have that until Crown Jewel, which I get because it's Lesnar and Strowman and blah, 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 blah. So that's one thing, but the only good thing about the match itself was the way Ziggler sold that last spear. Oh my God, I thought Ziggler was dead with the way he sold it. I don't know about you guys, but I was really impressed by that. And that's the only impressive part of the match to me, because it was just another typical Roman Reigns, let's hope and look like a big dog, and you know, it's just bleh. That's all I got.
And there goes the Broncos down to nothing. Yay. Christian from Philadelphia, do you have anything to say about Roman Reigns versus Dolph Ziggler?
Well, of fucking course Roman Reigns was going to be the only Shield member to win tonight. Of course. Was there fucking any doubt? And let's be honest, if the match was for the title, do any people really thought Dolph Ziggler was going to win the fucking belt tonight? Fuck no. But the one thing that pisses me off the most was Baron Corbin tonight. He looked like the biggest idiot tonight. He said he didn't want the title to be defended by a fucking... I thought he liked the heels. I thought he would have, you know, helped the heels. So Baron Corbin is the biggest fucking idiot tonight. And Roman Reigns could go fuck off. That's all I have to say tonight.
All right,
you know,
well,
I have to say something else. So I'm going to have to jump in. Because I thought when Corbin came out, and he put Roman Reigns in his place and shit, telling him, you know what, you can't defend your title tonight. You can't do that. I call the shots here. I thought that was brilliant to keep the heat on Corbin. I'm dead serious. But I guess everybody else disagrees.
All right, let's move on to Ronda Rousey versus Big E. In the longest match in the history of, like, if you want to take the unbeatable, undefeatable, biggest woman in wrestling who's a monster, and she's the greatest woman ever, and she's a monster among women, and she's just the never defeated, and yet she goes for a long-ass match with Ruby Riott. And there was a point where Riott could have won that match. I don't know who's booking this. I don't know what Vince is thinking, but this is when I officially said Raw is bullshit. Minister of Sinister, why? Like, she should squash her.
She should squash her, right? She's Ronda freaking Rousey, the baddest woman on the planet. But no, that's not what happened. Ruby Riott, man, she freaking beat the shit out of Ronda Rousey, I thought. She had her face all up in the fucking cables and shit, man, and just pounding her down. And then, as if that wasn't enough, she grabbed her by the hair and shit, slammed her down for the two count. I mean, it was fucking. I thought Ruby Riott beat the crap out of Ronda Rousey up until Ronda Rousey had her moment, you know, where she freaking blew up and all that bullshit that she does, and, you know, and that was that. But, yeah, man, I thought Beaky put on a hell of a show tonight, taking Ronda Rousey to the limit. I don't think Ronda Rousey was expecting to get treated like that. She had a look on her face at one point where she was like, God damn, slow down.
I don't think that Ronda Rousey should be having that kind of match with Ruby Riott. Ruby Riott is not in contention. She's not a title contender. She was jobbing out a few weeks ago. Way to lend credibility. Double L. Why?
Yeah, I absolutely 100% agree with you, T-Rock. This match pissed me off, and here's why this match pissed me off. She squashes Alexa Bliss, the goddess. She squashes Alexa Bliss, yet can barely beat Ruby Riott. What in God's name was that all about? It takes, you know, everything away from Alexa Bliss. It gives Ruby Riott something, in my opinion, she does not deserve. It made Ronda Rousey look weak. I didn't understand it. I mean, I was waiting for a 5-minute squash match. And granted, yes, I get they're trying to push the 3-on-3, you know, at the Super Showdown. I understand that, but not with Ronda Rousey and Ruby Riott. That was absolutely ridiculous. But to Minister's point, I actually think Rousey probably looked at Ruby Riott backstage and said, hey, kick my ass for a while. Go for it. I'm from the UFC. I'm used to it. Because Ruby Riott wasn't holding anything back. She was getting straight up vicious in her face. Like, she had a fish hook in her mouth at one point.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I've seen that done in a wrestling ring. You know, at least not in the women's division. But, yeah, I mean, this match was completely wrong in every way. And I didn't understand it.
It's the agents booking that match should be ashamed of themselves. Because Ruby Riott, now, great for her, but Ronda Rousey is just a regular woman now. She's nothing special, nothing important. I don't care about her anymore because she's as useless as Bobby Roode. Christian from Philadelphia, would you care to comment on Beaky versus Rowdy?
This was by far the worst Ronda Rousey match I've ever seen in history. Fucking Ronda Rousey selling Beaky like she's fucking Nia Jax. And then at the end, she fucking no-sells everything like fucking John Cena and Roman Reigns put together and fucking taps Ronda Ruby Riott. What in the fuck was this fucking sham? This is a fucking sham. This was a fucking disgrace. I fucking hated it within a passion. I was so fucking dead inside watching it. This match fucking sucked. And I bet you 10-1 they did this because of fucking Brie Bella giving Liv Morgan a fucking concussion last week. I bet you 10-1 that's why they did this week. For fucking punishment.
And that's good. Yeah, and you destroy a nice Ronda Rousey, who is just another woman on the roster and can be beaten by Beaky almost. I mean, I would have just had Beaky beat her, roll up and win. That should have been it. She should have lost right there. Why prolong the inevitable? Who gives a shit? So, moving on to that, to something really exciting and probably the most exciting thing I've seen for the last 12 weeks. The same thing over and over. But
oh my God,
the joy that
stop.
I felt watching Bobby Roode versus Connor with Chad Gable there. Well, you know what? I didn't watch this match. I was watching the Bronco game, but I don't care. That's how much I didn't care about this match. Minister of Sinister. Wow. Bobby Roode loses. Loses. Loses
I,
to Connor.
I also did not care, T-Rock, and also watched the game during this match and came back just in time to see the moment where Bobby Roode went down to Connor, who, again, these guys looking, they had the same makeup they had last week, the exact same makeup, and it's straight up from the freaking dollar store. I know it is. I mean, they were at the Halloween aisle. They had to have been. But good job putting that makeup on, though, Connor and Victor.
Yeah, okay. Double L, poor Bobby Roode. Like, what?
I don't even know. I don't even know. I mean, you know, the thoughts going through my head this whole match are, what is WWE doing pushing the Ascension? I don't know why. Because they suck. I mean, Connor looked like crap in the ring tonight. you know, and for Bobby Roode to have to go down to that, to Connor of the Ascension, is just that right there, nail in the coffin of Bobby Roode's career. Now that he's lost, you know, the Gable Roode experiment, I think, is going to end next week, and they can finally go away, which I can't wait for them to finally go away. I mean, because I did watch the match, sadly. It was a very sad evening. It was bad. It was just bad. I don't know why they're pushing the Ascension. I mean, it was bad.
Over the career of Bobby Roode, which is, like, awful, awful. Christian from Philadelphia, how many F-bombs can you cram in a one-minute segment?
It gets to the fucking point is they're, like, why the fuck are they punishing fucking Bobby Roode into this fucking shit? Like, why is he the only fucking one getting punishment from TNA? Like, AJ Styles and Samoa Joe are getting pushed, but fucking Bobby Roode isn't. Like, he should have stayed on fucking SmackDown. At least on SmackDown, he won a championship. Like, fuck this, dude. Raw is the place where careers die. That's a known fact. Monday Night Raw is where promising careers fucking die and become obscurity. And you have a vision of fucking Vince McMahon peeing at your grave in your career. Him taking down his pants and peeing on your fucking grave of your fucking career. Here lies Bobby Roode, the glorious failure. That's what we should be calling him now. The glorious failure. That's Bobby Roode.
That was a lot of F-bombs. A lot of F-bombs. A glorious failure. If you want to go to WrestleCorp.com and follow along, you can. And before we go to break, speaking of urinating on somebody's grave, the B-Team versus the Revival, and the B-Team wins. The Revival. Wow. Love it. I didn't watch this match either because I was watching the Bronco game. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this lovely addition to crappy crap crap?
Well, I was shocked by the outcome, man. My precious Revival, whom last week, you know, you guys shit all over, and I thought had a great match. you know, again, this week, man, it's like, fuck, the Revival going down to the B team, how low they have fallen, and what the fuck, man? I mean, why the hell are... It's just bad, man. They have no story or nothing. They're just out there, you know, beat each other one time. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just bad writing. The whole thing is fucking bad, man. This was basically, I mean, Curtis Axel, I can't get the image of him going back after they won. I mean, looking like a complete freaking douche, man. It's just, this is not, he even looked like, to me, he had a look on his face like, holy crap, man, why the fuck am I doing this? I swear, go back and look at Curtis Axel, man. He looks like he does not want to be there.
Minister, I have to stop you there. Nobody wants to go back and look at Curtis Axel. Double L! What did you think of this glorious addition to...
Well, the only point of this match was to announce AOP as officially a part of the tag team division, because I don't consider a tag team a part of the tag team division when they keep squashing local wrestlers. You're not part of the tag team division. You're a couple of chumps. All this was for was to take the only two tag teams left, frankly, let's be honest, on Raw, that are worth really anything, and even that's saying a lot, and have AOP come in. Now we're here. Now we're going to kick the crap out of all of you. Here we come. That's the only reason this match is even had. It didn't matter who won or lost, although I think it's hilarious that the Revival job to the B team. But for the match itself, guys, Revival sucks. They're boring as hell. I mean, they may be great technically. I get that. But this is entertainment wrestling. This isn't Greek wrestling for the Olympics. This is for entertainment.
You didn't think it was funny, though? Team. Double L, you didn't think it was funny at the very end when they were fucking crawling away so that as the AOP wouldn't see them? I thought that was hilarious right there. They were crawling away and shit by the ring and shit so that Revival wouldn't see them so that they could get the hell out of there. I thought that was funny, though, on their part.
Oh, yeah. I thought this whole thing was funny. Christian, you get the last word before breaking it.
B-team, go away. B-team, go the fuck away. Seriously, go away. Go away to the sunset. Revival, go join the garbage dumpster where you belong, because you're the most boringest motherfuckers I've ever seen on fucking television screen at all. You disrespect Arn Anderson, motherfuckers.
All right. So we're going to take a break. Go to WrestleCorp.com. We'll be back with more of Monday Night Raw, and then we'll get to our predictions for the Super Show and all of that coming up after the break here on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Network. We'll be right back after this.
Get a half-gallon bucket of thirst-quenching soda pop. Go ahead, take a big gulp. And then, feel the relief. If your thirst is too big for a big gulp, have a new half-gallon Big Burp soft drink. Now only 59 cents at 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven, the price of gas just went down.
Want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it drinking soda, but you don't want to call it soda, because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop, you Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday night? Okay. Well, you did Rippin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye. Welcome back, everyone, to Monday Night Fallout, and we're talking about Monday Night Raw. I wish we weren't, but we are. So here we go. Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre, good match. Drew McIntyre wins because Ziggler comes in and takes the distraction. And so, yeah, Drew McIntyre wins, and then the Shield comes out, and Dean Ambrose comes out. Of course, this was at the end of at 8 o'clock hour, which makes me think if they were booking a two-hour Raw, this would be a good way to end the Raw, but they're not, of course. And, you know, so the three of them are standing tall, which makes me think, as we will talk about the predictions, that the Shield is going to win. But let's go to Minister of Sinister, the only real match on the show. Drew McIntyre beat Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I loved it. It was a great match, one for the heels. You know, the heels, got to go with the heels, always. And, you know, what can I say, man? McIntyre looked good out there. I don't think he needed the distraction to win, but they had to find a way to finish it somehow, you know. And so they went with the distraction and shit. But, yeah, man, I thought, you know, Rollins, man, what a freaking man. That guy is just, man, he's phenomenal in the freaking ring. And him and McIntyre, I thought they put on a great showing out there. And like I said, this is going to go on for a good while, man. I mean, they're advertised here December 3rd, okay? And this is what's advertised, the fucking Shield versus these guys. And I'm pretty sure they're going to stick with it. So this is going to go on for a while, man. We're going to have good matches between the big man, the little man, the big man, the baby Gerber, fucking Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman and the whole fucking shit. And it's going to be the same shit, and that's all it is, a bunch of shit.
Card subject to change, double L. What do you think of this one?
It was a good match. I mean, Rollins always puts on a good match. McIntyre looked good in the ring. Claymore kick is dead. God, it's just a move of a beast. My God. But, you know, Ziggler had to come out because he had just been called out by Strowman, you know. So, yeah, he had to come out and make an impact. And, of course, the Shield gets beaten down. And they have to do something, you know, on the go-home show prior to the Super Showdown. So, heels had to, you know, be standing over him. You know, but, yeah, I mean, it was good. You know, it's not the highlight of the show, but it was good.
All right, nice and succinct. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of this match?
This was the only fucking good match of the show, bar none. But of course, because of this awful Shield booking, all three members of the Shield get their fucking ass kicked once again. Great reunion. 5 stars. Finito. Perfect. Have all three members of the Shield look like complete and utter fucking tools. Have them get beat down week after week, and not actually getting convincing wins. And great job making Roman Reigns the only Shield member to win. That's smart booking, guys. Mwah. Smart booking. Give those people who are writing this a fucking paycheck. Give them a fucking salary.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're not gonna have Roman lose like that. Would especially to Ziggler. Like, why would you do that? Like, that would never happen. All right. Let's move on. So, I think the highlight of the night, even though we saw the Brothers of Destruction at the end, the highlight of the night, Elias and Kevin Owens, and the boos went on for at least 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Then we had a match with Kevin Owens and Bobby Lashley, and Kevin Owens won. Minister of Sinister, man, they love the Supersonics.
Man, that was great. That was the, man, that was the highlight of the night for me. The fucking hate. That was real hatred, man. I loved it. And, you know, the guys, they just went with it. I'm pretty sure they went over. We're probably going to hear that they went over on time tomorrow. You know, something will come up that they went over on time with this. But I thought the guys did brilliant. Owens and freaking Elias. I thought they did great. They held their own. They maintained. They went on with their promo, even though it took them a while and shit. I couldn't hear what the fans were chanting, but it had to be bad. They were really loud and boisterous, and it was just a raucous. I had never seen anything like that. Or actually, it's been a while, man, since they used to throw trash and shit back in the ring back in the day and shit. I mean, that was some crazy, weird, wild stuff there. But Leo Rush coming out, man, once again, the 24-year-old piece of gold or whatever the hell. That guy, man, he has got a great future, man. And to think, just last month, man, he was just on that show on the internet that they have, and now here he is. I think he's a great talent. Fucking Bobby Lashley definitely needed him. And, of course, that beatdown at the end, they had to do it, you know, for what's coming, man. I mean, they're gonna go down. We'll get to the predictions later. But, yeah, I thought it was a good segment.
Double L, the boos heard round the world. No offense, Minister.
That was, yeah, it was awesome. I absolutely loved it. I mean, Minister was right. The guys definitely held their own, but you could see them at one point just looked at each other with these shitting and grins on their faces going, wow, didn't think it was going to get that big of a bump. But yeah, they were chanting Supersonics. That's what they were chanting, Minister. But I don't think I've seen a crowd go crazy like that over the mention of a sports team. I mean, you get the boos, of course you do. But wow, that was impressive. And it was a great segment. It was hilarious. You could tell they were trying to get moving forward with their lines. I think at some point they probably should have just said, screw it, get Leo Rush out here. We're not going to get to say what we want to say. But the best part about it is I loved Elias. Hey, get those lights off the crowd. I don't want to see these people. Get those lights off the crowd. You could tell that they were having to kind of move on, and he was rolling with it. I thought it was hilarious. The match itself was meh. Kevin Owens carried Lashley, of course, because Lashley can't do squat in the ring anymore. Even Leo Rush got beat down. I thought that was awesome. Overall, the segment itself was overall good, but it was because of the first half of it. I could care less about the match. But here's the one thing, guys, and tell me what you think. It seems like Kevin Owens is only put in the spotlight when he's got a quote-unquote best friend.
Uh-huh.
You know, first it was Jericho, then it was Sami Zayn, now it's Elias. Like, he's got to have a best friend in order for him to get TV time. Either that or get beaten every week by Braun Strowman. Like he can't. It's almost like he can't hold his own, or even he's saying, guys, people, I can't do it by myself. I need somebody. Now I like Owens and Elias together. I think they work really, really well together, and I hope they keep this going for a while and not just for the Super Showdown.
Yeah.
All right, Christian from Philadelphia, your last word on this.
I'm here to crush Double L's dreams because I bet you 10-1. And when they lose the Super Showdown, Kevin Owens is going to fucking attack Elias afterwards because that's Kevin Owens' MO. Every time he has a partner, he fucking turns on them just like that. So this partnership ain't going to fucking last. I'm sorry, bro, but that's the truth. That's the sad
truth. You're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right, but that's what sucks about it because then he has to go and find another best friend. Like, it's all he does. That's his only role in the WWE right now.
I hope it's Elias until that attacks Kevin Owens.
Until Sami Zayn returns.
Right, exactly.
I hope it's Elias that attacks Kevin Owens is what I'm saying. I hope it's Elias who does
Elias
the attacking. I'd like to see Kevin Owens work as a face.
Yeah, that would be good, I guess. So another high point, probably the second best match in the history of wrestling tonight. We saw tonight. And I'm glad to know that Finn Balor was there to be witness to the greatest exhibition of wrestling that I would ever see and that I would ever know. And I'm so honored that in my lifetime I saw this match. I have no idea what happened, but Minister of Sinister, Bayley versus Alicia Fox with Finn Balor, who is now a valet for Bayley.
Yeah, Bayley he's out there in the manager role. It seems like they were doing it last week, too. but you know, what an outstanding match, though, Alicia Fox put on. Nah, I'm fucking around, guys. Same shit, man. Holy crap, man. That's just, man, must we talk about this? Holy, man, Fox applies the pin lock. The best thing about it was her with her hat. At the end, she looked really cute, man. That's all I got to say. I mean, it was just bad, man. Just belly to belly for the win. I mean, come on.
Did she botch that, too? Like, did she botch her finishing move?
It looked like she...
It looked like
it was unfinished or something, yeah.
Well, anybody with Bayley would never finish. Anyway, Double L, what did you think of the greatest match in the history of mankind?
I was absolutely glued to Bayley Vass. I mean, I was glued to the TV set.
Good man.
Good man. It's just so funny that this is what Finn Balor has fallen to. I mean, he's not even wrestling matches anymore. You know, he's just showing up to do his entrance music for 10 seconds until somebody else comes out. And Alicia Fox, I really could care less. I know you like her, Minister. I get it. But there's something about her I just cannot stand.
Long legs.
Yeah. I can't believe this is the last actual match on Raw.
The main event of Monday Night Raw, and we were here to witness it live. Christian from Philadelphia, aren't you excited?
Fuck no, I am not excited. I feel dead inside. This is all propaganda for the Mixed Match Challenge and for the Women's Evolution pay-per-view. And by the way, Finn Balor proved why me and Double L called him in newly dubbed name WWE Chump, because he is, well, shout out to Double L, the biggest chump in Raw history.
Biggest chump. I don't know. Bobby
yep.
Roode is kind of up there. They should form a team. That'd be good.
We'll see that before the Rumble.
Who has fallen more? That's the question for our chat thread. Bobby Roode or Finn Balor? Who has
Finn
fallen
first.
From grace?
It has to be Balor first.
I have to say Balor, man, because Balor, you know, he was a champion and shit, and he's become nothing more than an inter- No, wait, now he's a freaking valet.
Well, I, you know, I don't know, because, you know, it's,
he's
I,
a man
I think
servant.
It's
had
tough on both
ball.
Of them. Well, it's tough on both of them because, you know, on one hand, you've got Bobby Roode, who was a champion on TNA. He was a great champion on TNA. But then you've got Finn Balor, who was the first ever Universal Champion and has not been in the title hunt since except for one random Raw match. So I don't know, man. I think they've both fallen about as about the same,
but,
honestly.
But, I
but
think,
here's the thing.
Roode's still wrestling.
Roode wrestled tonight, and Balor did not.
I think Balor is the biggest chump because, one, he was the first ever leader of the Bullet Club. So that's the only reason why I think he's the biggest fucking chump, because that's how he got over in the first place. And now that he's reduced to being a manservant to Bayley, he is the biggest fucking chump in WWE right now. He can't even – at least Roode wins sometimes with his finisher. This motherfucker only wins with his roll-ups.
All right. And so the main event of the night, or the main talking segment, Shawn Michaels came out to the ring, cut a promo, and then Kane, the mayor, was behind him, and somebody said, isn't it against the law to punch a mayor? So somebody's going to get arrested. And then Undertaker came out, and then Triple H came out, and the Brothers of Destruction stood tall, and a lightning bolt ended the show. What a great way to end a really, really, really miserable show. Minister of Sinister, are you excited about this match at 4 in the morning?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, I'm going to watch it for sure when I get up, but I'm not going to be up at 4 in the morning or anything like that. Hell no. None of this made me want to watch it. In fact, I didn't even watch this. And once I do go watch it, it's not going to matter either. This is a glorified house show is what it is, man. And all of our predictions are going to be spot on because it's not anything that's going to continue anything moving forward, really. I mean, it's a freaking house show. The card has been made up for a long time already. They've had this card on Wikipedia for the longest time already, for like, shit, 4 weeks already, 5 weeks maybe. A long time, man. So, yeah, no, I didn't see it, but I called Kane. I said, man, it would be great if Kane would come out to beat up Shawn Michaels for no reason, and apparently something like that went down, and Undertaker showed up as well, and lightning bolts and shit. So I will definitely go back and watch it.
Double L. I'm sure you were watching the Bronco game, but what did you think of this segment?
Well, you know, I actually had a feeling that all four of them were going to show up because, I mean, this is big, the whole, you know, never again, last time ever, you know, and it's the show right, it's the Raw right before the Super Showdown. So all four of them have to show up. Am I excited about the match? Oh my God, no. I mean, I'm going to be watching it later, not at 3 a.m., because it would be at 3 a.m. here in Colorado. I'll catch it later in the day on a replay, but I'm just the whole time I'm rewatching, like, between my fingers going, oh, God, when is Undertaker going to break his leg? Okay, is he going to break a hip now? Oh, crap, is he going to be able to – oh, shit, his arm's going to fall off. Well, that's what I'm going to say the whole match. So I'm not really excited about it. I wasn't surprised at the promo itself. I wasn't surprised at the way it ended, you know, because it's the biggest match at the Super Showdown. So all four guys had to be there, which, you know, I thought was great. It was predictable, but it was great. So, you know,
they
this,
had to
this
be
is the
there,
only way Raw could end.
But Cena did not. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of the ending of Raw? You're probably the only one who actually watched it.
Oh, yeah. Last time ever for a fucking singles match. They didn't say anything about no fucking tag team match. So that's a fucking lie already for the pay-per-view. Misleading as fuck. But yeah, Nostalgia Acts bringing four old bastards into one ring just to boost the fucking ratings because the ratings suck. A propaganda for the fucking pay-per-view, which I'm not really going to call it a pay-per-view. I'm just going to call it a network special because it's not a fucking pay-per-view I would watch. publicity, fucking desperate for ratings, a ploy to make the old fans excited, but they know deep down that these are two old bitter fucks, four old bitter old men who are fucking going to break their hips in one fucking match. So, yeah, even though this was an exciting last-minute thing, this match is going to suck at Australia. I don't give a fuck who wins or who loses, but, yeah, fuck this main event segment.
Leave it to Christian to make fuck the new however. All right, so on Monday Night Raw has ended, and we talked about it. Now let's get our ratings and our thoughts, and then we'll go to break, and then when we come back, we will predict the most unpredictable show, I believe, in the history of wrestling this Saturday at 3 in the morning. So, Minister of Sinister, what were your thoughts on Raw tonight, and what rating would you give it?
Yeah, it was a hot pile of garbage, and that's pretty much all I have to say about it. I would give it a 2 out of 10. Hot pile of garbage, folks.
And the 2 is for the booze and the Ziggler-McIntyre-Rollins match? Is that what you're giving it props for?
That's it, yeah. And I'm not even going to give it a 0.5 or anything for what I have yet to watch. I'm not even sure I'll go back and watch it. I mean, it was just Kane and Undertaker coming out. Come on.
With lightning, yeah. Like, it's the same shit, different day. Double L, what is your rating, and what would you give Raw tonight?
Yeah, I can only go a 2 out of 10, and really the 2 out of 10 is because of Elias and Kevin Owens. That was just pure entertainment. I loved it. I mean, the McIntyre-Rollins match, yes, it was good. It was always nice seeing some nostalgia, sure, but yeah, 2 out of 10 is the best I can possibly do, even at the stretch.
2 out of 10, all right. F-bomb from Philadelphia, what would you give it?
I can't wait until Fox takes control of Raw so that they could shit on Raw and cancel Raw forever, because Fox is serious when it comes to ratings. So I'm going to give this show a 0 out of 10. Fuck Raw.
0 out of 10. I'm not going to be that angry about it. I thought that the boos were really good, but aside from that, like, I don't know. Since today is October 1st, I'm going to give it a 1 out of 10. A 1 out of 10. For a go-home show, for a pay-per-view, what an awful piece of garbage. Now, I'm sure they were thinking that the Monday Night Football match would probably be, you know, interesting, and it was. I mean, it was a very good football game, so maybe that's why they kind of phoned it in, but it was just weird. Like, it seemed like they have a two-hour format, and they ended it at 8:05 with the Shield being beaten by the Dogs of War, right? And then they had a whole another hour to fill, so they just put a whole bunch of nonsense, and then the Undertaker and Kane at the end. Like, that's exactly what I think they're doing now. They're doing a two-hour format and then tacking on an extra hour of just god-awful. But okay, so apart from the god-awful, hello?
What is all that echoing?
I don't know. Is that Christian? Let me mute him and see. Yes! Philadelphia, the city of echoey love. All right, so if you guys want to go to WrestleCorp.com, you can go there and join in the conversation. When we come back, we're going to take an extended break. When we come back, we're going to have our predictions for the Super Showdown, and I'm pretty sure we're going to end the show early tonight, but that's okay because there's a lot of other things that people could be doing. So, 619-924, if you want to call in, that's up to you, and you can totally do that if you want. We'd love to hear from you, and if you don't want to call in, that's fine, too, because we don't want to hear from you. So, all good things, baby, all good things. And, of course, more when we return on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. We will be, when I find it, we will be right back after this long commercial break.
WWE Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Tired of paying those high department store prices, long lines at the check stand, items you want out of stock? Well, now it's your chance to get everything you want from the comfort of your own home by watching the Home Shoplifting Network. If you want quality stereos, CDs, fine jewelry, and colognes, the Home Shoplifting Network is for you. Check newspapers for local listings. Must be 18 or face juvenile hall. Sorry, no rain check.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your host, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. And Radio Renegade, Saturday at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
When it comes.
Yes, and you heard from our new sponsor, the Home Shoplifting Network. You can find it in your local listing. So there you go. There. Welcome back to Monday Night Fallout, everyone. And now comes the fun part of the night, because talking about Raw was just painful.
Oh.
So Super Showdown happens this Sunday, or this Saturday, sorry, in early in the morning from Down Under. And I'm sure Spirit Squad Nikki, our good friend, is going to be paying attention. Of course, he never calls in because he's poor. So let's get right to it. What we do is we do our predictions, and then next week we will talk about our predictions and see who was right and who was wrong. The reigning champion is Double L, so there we go. Let's start off. WWE Cruiserweight Champion Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy. I will say Buddy Murphy, because why not? Minister of Sinister.
I will also say Buddy Murphy, just because.
Well, Cedric has had it for a while, and I think
Yeah, he has. I was the only one who got it right last time with Cedric. I think all you guys went for the other guy, even though we didn't know who he was either.
But, well, yeah, but I mean, you know, this is a good chance to, you know, get Buddy Murphy, you know, give him
plus,
the title.
Isn't that the guy banging Alexa Bliss?
Yep.
Yeah, he deserves a title just for that right there.
He deserves a belt and a year's supply of condoms. Double L, Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Yeah, see, I was one who went with the other guy last time, too. I'm going to say Cedric Alexander retains.
Cedric retains. All right. Why do you think that?
Because I got burned last time. So I see Cedric keeping it. And they have at least one more pay-per-view match before he drops it to him.
Okay. Fair enough. Christian from Philadelphia, what do you think?
I think Cedric retains, and I think he's going to lose it around Royal Rumble.
Cedric retains. Ah, so we got two people going for Buddy Murphy and two people going for Cedric Alexander. See, this might not be as cut and dry of a show as we all thought. Now, for the possible match of the night, I'm calling it now, match of the morning. The match of the morning. Asuka and Naomi versus the Iconics. Okay? Wow. Like, they have stacked the friggin' card on this one. And I'm going to say Asuka and Naomi, because I can't see the Iconics winning at all. But maybe something could happen. Minister, do you think that the Iconics... Oh, they're Australian. Ooh, and they're favored. Ooh!
Yeah, well, I was about to say, you guys are clearly not up to date that the Iconics are from Australia. So, yeah, they will win this match. They will win this match. And, you know, it's another loss for freaking Asuka, who... Shit, man, she has been, I mean, she's with Naomi now. Holy crap, how the mighty have fallen. She was just undefeated a few months ago. But, yeah.
So you say the Iconics win because they're from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I might have to change my vote. But before I do change my vote, because it's not Thursday night, so I can't change my vote on Minister's show like everybody does. Double L, do you think that because they're from Australia, the Iconics win?
That's a tough one because, yeah, I mean, I didn't even think about that, them being from Australia. But, you know, WWE has kind of shied away from having the hometown wrestlers win.
Yes.
They've shied away from that. But at the same time, WWE must have paid Asuka a buttload of money to take falls nonstop, because that's all she's been doing. Oh gosh, this is a tough one because my instincts are saying Asuka and Naomi, just because it's Asuka and Naomi and the Iconics. With them in Australia, I can't. I got to go Asuka and Naomi. I got to.
Asuka and Naomi. See, what I would say is that if they are going to be pandering to the Australians, that there's another match where they can go there. But Christian from Philadelphia, Asuka versus the Asuka and Naomi versus the Iconics.
I'm going to say the Iconics because the Iconics defeated Asuka before, and I think they're going to do it again in their hometown of Australia.
We beat you. We beat you last time, and we beat you this time, and we're going to beat you again at Evolution.
Yeah, it's going to be like that.
Yeah, and then
look at
they're
going to
win the
tag belt. Look at
these predictions,
though. Look at these predictions. Nobody's going to get a perfect score, I don't think. I mean, they might. Somebody might be right, and a lot of people might be wrong. It's looking to be a interesting pay-per-view. SmackDown Tag Team Champions, The New Day versus The Bar. I'm going to say The New Day retains. Minister, what are your predictions?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to go The New Day retains. I think it's going to be a face-heavy pay-per-view.
All right. Double L.
Yep, I completely agree with Minister. I think it is going to be a very face-heavy pay-per-view. So I'm going New Day retaining.
New Day retains. All right. Christian, do you think this could be the title that changes hands in Australia?
Yes, I do. I'm gonna probably get this wrong, but I'm going to say as a swerve, The Bar wins the titles. I'm probably going to get it wrong, but that's okay. I'm going to say The Bar wins.
Bar wins the title. Interesting. Things are heating up here on Monday Night Fallout. All righty, Rose. And Super Squad 7 NXT says the Iconics will. I say the Iconics win, but he can also see the other people win. Squad also says that Buddy Murphy wins. And Mumra said he saw Journey alive a number of years ago. So there you go. All right. So let's move on from the tag team titles to Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. How clear cut is this? Remember, we had this argument. If Daniel Bryan wins, who is he going to face? Either one would be good, Samoa Joe or AJ Styles. But if The Miz wins, we know that Styles is going to win in the other match. So this is a tough call. I am going to hold off until I hear everybody else's predictions. Minister, what are you? Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. This is a tough
one. Miz wins.
The Miz wins.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't Daniel Bryan need to win something? I mean, he's been losing so much. Like,
he'll lose again.
He's gonna win. The Miz is going to win against AJ Styles. Ooh, and then Daniel Bryan wins the Rumble. Ooh, and it goes against The Miz for the title. Ooh, at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I like book it. I could see The Miz beating AJ Styles for the simple fact that Samoa Joe costs AJ Styles the title. So Samoa Joe loses again, right? This is your scenario is correct and The Miz wins, then Samoa Joe loses against AJ Styles. AJ Styles wins. Samoa Joe gets pissed at The Miz versus AJ Styles match and costs AJ Styles the title, and then you have a grudge match between them two. And The Miz then wins the title, and Daniel Bryan wins the Rumble. But that's how I see it happening. But
yes,
it could also happen like this, double L. What do you think happened?
Oh, I'm not a huge fan. Well, I think we've made it pretty clear that I absolutely hate this matchup and have hated it since day one. And seeing Daniel Bryan keep losing over and over again to The Miz, that makes it a tough call. But I really like your scenario. I like your scenario with AJ Styles and The Miz and Bryan winning the Royal Rumble. Dang it. I guess I'll go with The Miz. I'm going to follow the crowd.
We've been calling for The Miz or this for what I'm going to say the Miz too. You know what? Daniel Bryan can always get a title match, and yes, if Daniel Bryan won, then him versus AJ Styles would be good. Him versus Samoa Joe would be good. Most likely to do a triple threat. You know, possible. And maybe The Miz can win the title at Elimination Chamber, setting up the Daniel Bryan match at WrestleMania. That's a possibility. But I'll go with The Miz, too. Christian from Philadelphia, what do you say?
Here's what I think is going to happen, and it makes the most sense out of everything. Miz wins, but by interference of Randy Orton. Randy Orton chooses Daniel Bryan to be his next victim. And then Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton have a short feud. And then Miz and AJ Styles have a short feud. Miz wins the title. He wins and defends it at Elimination Chamber. And then Royal WrestleMania, Daniel Bryan and Miz fight for the title. That's why I see this is going.
So a clean sweep for The Miz winning. Everybody thinks The Miz is going to win. So either everybody will
win,
be right.
I say Randy Orton's going to interfere.
But you still say the – so, okay. So if Randy Orton doesn't interfere, you only get half a point. So.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
Yes.
It could be the difference between winning the prediction game and losing, but he's willing to put it out there. So if Randy Orton DQs – but if – here, Christian, here's the thing. If you do get it right, you'll get a half a point bonus. Ooh. So there you go.
Yeah.
You could half a point bonus if Randy Orton interferes. Or a half a point loss if you're...
Because I see... The reason why I see Randy Orton went interfering in this match is because they presented that Randy Orton was going to be at the show. And he is saying he's looking for his next victim. I think the next victim is going to be Daniel Bryan.
That sounds good,
well,
man. The referee is knocked out. The referee is knocked out. And then Randy Orton comes out, and there you go, Christian fainted.
I want to just throw something in really quick with this whole Randy Orton thing, really, really quick before we move on. I've noticed that Randy Orton has gone after victims that have been that's been facing Shinsuke Nakamura. Do you think there's something going on with Orton and Shinsuke? Because if there is, that would throw Christian's theory off.
Shinsuke not even involved in the Australian pay-per-view because we know the Australians hate the Japanese.
I'm just saying, I mean, out of all people for Randy Orton to go after, it was the perfect 10 Ty Dillinger during the U.S. Championship match.
Yeah. I mean, Orton's not booked there either.
See, that really threw me off. And so I don't know. I just wanted to throw that thought out there.
He said that he's targeting the people that are more over than him, people that they put pedestals on. Ty Dillinger, for a while, was more over than Randy Orton, so that's why he attacked Ty Dillinger.
I don't know. I just think it's ironic that it's always Shinsuke's matches that he's been interfering with between Jeff Hardy and Ty Dillinger. Just going to throw it out. I was just wanting to throw it out there. That's all.
Hey, it's okay. That's what this is prediction is for. Next up on the card, John Cena and Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Elias. I say John Cena and Bobby Lashley win. Minister of Sinister.
Yeah, John Cena and Bobby Lashley. No way John Cena comes back after being gone and fucking in China and shit and eating a bowl of fucking rice and loses in Australia. Hell no.
All right, double L, what do you think? Do you agree or disagree?
Agree completely with Minister because John Cena is not going to come back for one match all the way in Australia to lose. There's no way.
All right, and Christian for his prediction.
John Cena and Bobby Lashley wins by John Cena doing his new finishing move.
What is it?
The lightning punch crap.
What the hell is a lightning punch?
Is it like a Superman punch?
He has a new finishing move where he just stands around, waits for the opponent to get up, and then he does a quick jab. He did this to Elias on a house show, and he won with it.
Oh, God.
Like a fucking Santino type thing?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Only in the WWE.
Snake on his arm.
Only in the WWE would that ever happen. So probably. All right, another clean sweep. Everybody agrees. Next up, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. I think Becky Lynch wins. Minister of Sinister.
Yeah, Becky Lynch wins, retains her title. And
isn't she from Australia?
No, I think she's from Sheamus Land.
I thought she was from Ireland. The Brazilian last kicker. So you say Becky Lynch. You don't think that Charlotte has
Becky
a chance?
Becky Lynch wins. I don't think Charlotte wins. I think Becky Lynch wins, and they'll set something up. It might even be due to interference.
Do you want to play the 0.5 game?
Oh, shit.
But interference from whom, Minister? I mean, this is just between the two of them. There really isn't a third party involved here at all.
Yeah, it's a singles match, though. But
that's true.
Yeah, it's just going to be Becky Lynch is going to win this match.
All right, double L.
Yeah, it's got to be Becky Lynch. I mean, they made it pretty clear the era of Becky Lynch has begun on SmackDown. And I'm still holding to what we've been talking about the last couple months, that this is going to be Charlotte Flair's opportunity to come over to Raw to challenge Rousey, who I think is really – I think Flair's the only opponent Rousey could possibly drop the belt to. So I think it's Lynch all the way.
Well, tonight it seemed that Ruby Riott was a credible opponent. So anybody can really beat Ronda Rousey. If you think about it, hell, even the Iconics, one of them, I wouldn't put it past them. Okay, Christian from Philadelphia, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair.
Becky Lynch wins, but by shenanigans. She does something to keep her title. Shenanigans. Something is going to happen. Some shenanigans.
Some shenanigans.
So they have the match of Evolution. So that's why Charlotte gets another rematch.
Yeah, there's going to be a rematch at Evolution. I don't think they're going to set up anything with Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey just yet. That'll be a while. Yeah.
All right. So who is going to win? Christian from Philadelphia.
Becky Lynch. But by shenanigans.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Shenanigans. All right. Becky Lynch versus shenanigans. All right. So, again, in agreement, either we're all right or we're all wrong. Ronda Rousey and the Bella Twins versus the Riot Squad. Ronda Rousey and the Bella Twins for the win. Minister of Sinister.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey and the Bella Twins. There's no other way. Come on, man. This is obvious. It has to be. There's no way. I'll tell you what. If I'm wrong on this, you take 2 points off. But if I'm
wrong, but Beaky tonight. Beaky tonight. What if one of the Bellas gets pinned? What if one of the Bellas gets
pinned? Ooh. Well, I don't know. I'm sticking with my call, man. Ronda
You're not
going to
change
and,
it on Thursday, right? Right. You're not going to be like, I changed it on Thursday.
No. Ronda. No, I'm telling you, this is my call. This is a face-heavy show, and that's just the way it's going to be.
All right. Double L. Who do you think wins?
Oh, boy, what a tough one. Man, Bella Twins come back to get notoriety again on WWE television, and they lose? Yeah, I don't think so. No way. Rousey and the Bella Twins win. If it goes any other way than that, I mean, if Riot Squad actually wins, what in the hell? I'm done.
All right. Christian from Philadelphia.
I know I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm going to say the Riot Squad wins by Brie Bella getting pinned. Because of the whole Liv Morgan concussion incident, she's going to get punished. She's going to get punished because of what she did to Liv Morgan.
So I'm calling right now.
You punish Ronda Rousey
for that?
You don't punish your women's
champion.
Punish
Ronda tonight. They punished her tonight.
Yeah,
she's still won match.
That doesn't mean Ronda loses. This only means like Brie Bella loses because she's the one getting pinned. So that way Ronda Rousey still looks fucking good.
All right. Fair enough.
Every time Brie Bella's in a tag match, she's the one getting pinned. She's going to get pinned on Saturday. Guarantee it.
Okay.
Will our truth be there for that? Oh, no, wait. He's going to pin Carmella.
He will. He'll pin her every night in the room. Bam, chicka, bam, bam. WWE Championship on the line. AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe. I say AJ Styles retains. Poor Samoa Joe, Minister of Sinister.
AJ Styles retains. I mean, that shit was real personal last week. There's no changing this on my show. AJ Styles retains. The faces. This is it. This will be the end of this feud, too. So, yeah, AJ Styles retains.
Double L.
Man. God, this is probably the hardest one for me.
What if Randy Orton comes out on this one? And it's a no finish. Beats them both up.
No. I don't think so. I'll go AJ Styles.
AJ Styles for double L. Christian from Philadelphia, are you going to buck the system yet again?
I say AJ Styles wins, and then Samoa Joe goes after Shinsuke for the United States belt.
Ah, interesting. Heel versus heel. Very interesting. He can go to Shinsuke's hometown and not understand a single word. All right, so we're all in agreement. Again, what a house show this is. The Shield versus Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre. I'm going to say The Shield wins. And an extra credit. Will Dean Ambrose turn on The Shield? I say no turn. Minister of Sinister.
Oh, man. The Shield is winning this show, this freaking match, man. Somehow, some way, they're going to pull it off. It's going to be Dean Ambrose at the end saving the day, okay? And it's fucking The Shield wins, and there will be no heel turn.
No turn.
He'll be saving the day, actually.
Saving the day. All right. Double L.
Oh, this is definitely going to be The Shield. I agree with Minister. I think Dean's going to be the one to get the pin, and he's going to get the pin on Ziggler.
No turn?
No turn.
No turn. Christian from Philadelphia.
I think we've got two extra credit questions for this. One extra credit question is, will The Shield come out with their Shield attire? And two, is Dean going to turn heel? So I'm going to say Dean wins the match for The Shield and there's no heel turn. And they come out and Shield attire.
That doesn't get you extra credit. They're going to come out and Shield attire. That doesn't get you extra credit.
All right,
it's like, is The Undertaker going to come out with lightning? That's an extra credit right there.
All right, okay. So, yeah, Dean's going to win for The Shield and there's not going to be no heel turn. I think they're going to be a heel turn in Saudi Arabia, but that's it. Saudi Arabia, he turns heel.
No turn. All right. Finally, the main event-ish. Undertaker versus Triple H in this match. This is a tough one to call because Shawn Michaels is going to cost Triple H the match, maybe. And so The Undertaker wins? Could that be? Or could The Undertaker... I'm going to pause on my prediction with this. Minister of Sinister. Undertaker versus Triple H.
I have to say something for my show on Thursday. So, yeah, I'm going to pause on my prediction for this, too.
No. We have to give an answer. We just can't... I'm just thinking about it. I just have to
right,
think
well,
about
you
it.
You know what? The whole shit happened tonight, man. The build-up, the final build-up happened for tonight. It's not like they're going to do anything on SmackDown tomorrow night for this. So I'm going to just say that, well, shit, let's see. What are the options? Undertaker is fighting Triple H, and these guys are just in the corners, right? So
yep.
I say that Undertaker's been the heel. He's going to lose. Triple H is going to win.
Triple
yeah,
H wins.
That.
All right, interesting. Double L, what do you think?
Well, the reason why this is tough is because in reality, there's no fucking way that Undertaker can beat Triple H. Triple H is still in prime shape, and Undertaker very clearly is not. But, well, and on the other side of that, too, Undertaker beat Triple H the last two times at WrestleManias. So is this Triple H's turn? But if they don't let Undertaker win this, what's the point of bringing Undertaker back? So I've got to go with the Undertaker on this one.
Undertaker, right? And Christian from Philadelphia.
Well, to answer Double L's question as to why, what was the point of bringing Undertaker back, I think I have the solution. I think Shawn Michaels, Sweet Chin Undertaker, Triple H shakes the pen, and then they have the tag match in Saudi Arabia. And then the Brothers of Destruction win. At
so
that,
you say
at that match.
Triple H wins. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. I am going to say that this coin flip is going to. My original thought was that Shawn Michaels gets involved somehow, right? He gets involved, and I thought for sure he would cost Triple H the match, but because there's going to be a tag match, you know what? Fuck it. Triple H wins. I'm gonna say Triple H wins, even though I know the Undertaker's done.
Wow.
I'm gonna say Triple H wins, and Double L, you win the point if we all lose, and there you go.
Well,
I think
I'm
Triple
the only
H
rebel
wins.
Here, huh?
Well, it's got to set up a tag
I've
match.
I've been saying Undertaker, guys, for the longest time. I've been saying Undertaker because I've been saying, you know, they've been building him up, and they're building him up so that there could be a retirement at WrestleMania and shit, but at some point he has to lose. However, I have to change my call, man. He's not going to lose. At some point. Well, no, because, you know, there's still a ways to go, man, and he's not going to fade away. He's going to do a match, obviously, at that pay-per-view in, you know, Saudi Arabia. And then he's going to do a match at freaking probably the pay-per-view at the beginning of the year. Or you know,
all right,
something
so
thereafter.
Sinister says Triple H or The Undertaker win. Either one of them.
Oh, shit, man. I'm going to stick with my call, Triple H.
Triple H, all right. In the chat thread, let's see. New Day retains, Squad NXT. He also says the Miz retains, the Miz wins. Mumra says, I think he thinks that the Miz is going to win. And then Mumra says Ronda and the Hoes are winning. So there you go. Now, we have our prediction. Wake up at 3 in the morning to find out if we were correct. And, of course, we'll be back next Monday night to see how we did. And who won this round of predictions. So since that's it and we got our predictions, let's close it out in reverse order. Christian, why don't you close yourself out for the night?
All right. Tune in to my radio show, Radio Renegades, where we talk about, with me and my co-host Batman, where we talk about all kinds of shit. But you know what? I'm going to add a special edition to my show this Saturday. These pay-per-views have been so bad lately. I bet you 10 to 1 this Saturday, I can make up a pay-per-view, the name, the title, and the matches better than what these WWE wrestlers, the WWE could come up with better. And I could bet you 10 to 1, my pay-per-view my fantasy booking pay-per-view will be better than the pay-per-views that they've been producing all year round. So tune in for that. That's a special treat this Saturday at 8 p.m. on the World Generation Network, ladies and gentlemen. I've been the Armageddon champion, Christian, from Philly, and I'll see you where life matters. Wrestling life. Wrestling for life, my brothers. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian. All right. Double L. You have any last words?
Yes, indeed. No matter how bad Raw sucks, we still always have a good time on the show. I was thinking about it. You know, SmackDown's obviously a lot better of a show right now than Raw. Why don't we do a show after, you know, SmackDown? You know, Tuesday Night Fallout. But then I thought, nah, because if the show's actually good, then you don't get to listen to four guys bitching moan about how bad Raw is. And that's a hell of a lot more fun. So, with all that being said, I want to say thank you to the guys in WrestleFork on the chat. Christian, you're awesome. Minister, keep it sinister, brother. T-Rock, the best booker in the IWC. I am the only true lover boy in the IWC. You're a Legends champion. Peace out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Double L. All right, and Minister, before we go on, we're getting a call now. It looks like it's from Spirit Squad Nikki. Hello, Nikki.
I'm going to tell you what I think about you.
All right, Spirit Squad Nikki, how you doing?
I think that this show's going to be great, and nobody comes to my website. You go to WrestleCorp.com because I'm dirty.
All right, and his Skype minutes are up, so go to WrestleCorp.com. Minister of Sinister, any last word?
Yeah, it's always great to hear from Spirit Squad Nikki. Yeah, man, tune in to Fatal 4-Way Radio, where we're going to get some predictions from Joe Bates and Batman, and as well we're going to share some thoughts about the pay-per-view going in. We're doing short shows now, so it doesn't get too long. Yeah, I just got kind of sick doing a two-hour show and shit, man, so I cut it down, and it's much more enjoyable, I think. I like our new format, so tune in and check it out. And that's Thursdays, 5 o'clock Central. Also, tune in to Mike Santori Tuesday night, tomorrow night. It's a show to be, so tune into that. And also, the show that we did Sunday. You know, I didn't listen to you guys this past Sunday, but it's on my list because it's very fascinating, the show, the topic that you guys had, or that Hollywood had on Sunday. So anyway, tune in to our network, and I'm Minister of Sinister. Peace out, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister. And yes, tune in next week, Monday Night Fallout, where we will talk about the Super Showdown. We will see how our predictions went. We will see how Raw goes as they build to the next pay-per-view, Vince McMahon's Family Jewels. And that'll be a great show, I'm sure. And again, tomorrow night, Facing Tuesday with Santori, should be a good one. Thursday, Minister. Friday, Joe Bates. Saturday, Renegades with Christian. And Sunday, The Greatest Talk Show with Mark the Arcturian and Hollywood Tony P. I am T-Rock Plutonium. Thank you guys for joining us. And why am I T-Rock Plutonium? Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys next time on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.